It seemed that even the heavens cried on Saturday. In pouring rain, people placed flowers and candles in the square by the Charles University buildings in Prague after the country's worst ever mass shooting. On Thursday, a 24-year-old Czech student named as David Koza shot his father dead before killing more than a dozen people and wounding at least 25 others at his Prague university. Dramatic footage has emerged of police rushing to stop the gunman. Outside, students huddled on a high outdoor ledge to escape the shooting. He then killed himself. The shooter was also linked to the killing of a young father and his two-month-old daughter, apparently to train for his planned massacre. Several days later, gruesomely, police discovered a large arsenal of weapons at the downtown Prague Charles University building where the shooting took place. Outside, on Saturday, a national moment of silence called for by the government, and churches also remembered the victims. Among those holding a vigil near Charles University were several students.
I'm a student of this university. You cannot not feel a part of this somehow, even though I'm happy enough to not have any friends who die. However, I still feel a part of what happened. I think it's quite visible that a lot of people mourn and that somehow we're trying to overcome this.
Because I'm a part of Charles University members, and it touched me very dearly, this horrible situation. I felt that I had to come and feel with the victims of this attack.
Questions will be asked about the Czech Republic's liberal gun legislation, including its constitutional right to bear arms, as nearly a million weapons are owned among a population of just over 10 million. But for now, this nation, and much of Europe, is united in grief.
For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.